it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better, better. Yeah, life it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better. Oh, it gets better, 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 so much better, better. It gets better if you only believe, so much better.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Call a friend. Call a neighbor, my friend. Tell them to turn their radios on. Write down the telephone number. Write down the mailing address. Yes, you, my friends, that have been praying over situations as it seems as if you're losing more than you're gaining. You, my friends, that have problems on that job, no peace in that home. You that have a problem with success around you. Yes, even you that are dealing with evildoers, that witchcraft, that hoodoo, and that voodoo that they do, my friend. Telephone number, my friend, 404-212-2444. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. And if you have just that faith, my friend, just that faith, good God, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, I got a problem, a physical problem. You know, my friends, we've been sending our prayer packages for those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Yes, you that have that nature on vacation. You, my friends, that have problems growing your hair. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. I'm going to play a testimonial for you in just a minute. Those of you that are writing, my friends, get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Yes, my friends, I've spoke to many around the country. Maybe this is your first time listening in. This is Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, friends, not to give up. Asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. That book of Genesis is real, my friends. Book of Genesis, the Revelations. You know, it shows us how many have been treated in the past. It shows us, my friends, how many have overcome situations. Yes, friends, we can talk about Daniel today if you wish. We can talk about Job. Oh, many of you have read up on David and Solomon. But here today, here on earth, as we live today, my friends, I know there are situations that some have been here and there trying their best to overcome, wondering how they can change that situation, wondering if their prayers are being answered, knowing that their prayers are being answered. But you know, friends, Jesus is a right on time God. No matter what you're facing, you too can come through. Jesus, God will not put more than you can bear on you. And I'm asking you today, if you're looking to change things right now. Some say, well, Rev, I have that arthritis and that gout, that rheumatism. My friends, I'll show you how to rebuild your body and let you know that you don't have to take those Advils, those pills every day and every night. Oh, I have testimonials for you, friends. Some say, well, Rev, right now, my luck is so bad, the mosquitoes won't bite me. Friends, write down the telephone number. Call me, friends. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Yes, you, friends, that have trouble in court, and it looks as if there is no way out. There is a way, my friends. Oh, my God. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I sure enough to God will not harm you. And ask you, my friends, to keep those prayers in your heart, your mind, your spirit going each and every morning. I'm going to send each one of you that write me, my friends, a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a gold cross. Oh, my friends, some say, well, Rev, send me one of those guardian angels. I'll be doing that next week and all through the year. Friends, write down the telephone number. Once again, I'm going to give it to you. That's 404-212-2444. Write it down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your medicine over the radio, you know, and I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit loud, you know, in my car. People were looking at me by the screen. Stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know, Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sucked it to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayer one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says something wrong. And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling her, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing it, and good, real, but beyond.
You'd see
it. She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I know when I knew you, you know, when I told you to do it that night before you even met me, I just told you first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Ooh, and I swole up, Rev.
Uh-huh.
And I swole up like they going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. And she used to wake up at night, hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor and just cry to the good Lord. The healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
All right,
yes, sir.
My friends, I'm going to ask you to join us for 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone somewhere that's having the same trouble that you're having right now, my friends. Let's pray. Join us, my friends. Someone might lay their hands on the radio, lay your hands on that Bible, hug your child, hold your friend's hand for just 1 minute. Join us, my friends. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. My God. Yes, friends, asking you to pray over everything you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, is how we ask everyone to do it each and every week, knowing that God is with you if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith. Yes, you, my friends, that are dealing with court cases that seem unwinnable. You right now that have no peace in your very own home. You right now that have situations where evildoers are around you, throwing that stone and hiding that hand. I'll be here with you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Our time is drawing down. We're going to ask those of you that are bringing up children to give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it, friends. For after it's out of your reach, after it's back down that road somewhere, it's something else to turn around and try to do it again. Write down the telephone number, friends, 404 2 1 2 2 4 4 4. Some say that first.